Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Final game, it's kind of, you know, what you play for all year, so it's it should be a great crowd, great atmosphere, and should be a lot of fun.
I know you're short on time, so I'll just ask you one more question. Give us your starting five, and tell us a little bit about each of those kids as well as who they are.
Yeah, Alex Eink is our point guard, and he's averaging about 10 points a game. He made first-team All-League this year. He does a nice job on both sides of the ball. Bryce Moeller's kind of his running mate, our shooting guard. He's second on the team in scoring and does a lot of good things for us. We have Nathan Ungren inside as our five-man. He just returned in February. He had not played prior to that, but he'll be inside, and he'll be guarding some of the interior people for Fort Recovery. Matt Everman has been a steady rock for us defensively all year. He's inside as well. He'll guard the four-man. And then I am drawing a brain cramp here. Charlie Hilsman is our fifth starter. He's a versatile kid, 6'2". He can play inside and out, so you know, we think we have a decent matchup tonight defensively, but we're gonna have to find ways to score.
Well, Kurt, hey, thanks so much. Good luck to you.
All right, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Kurt Gottemuller, the head coach of the Marion local Flyers, will be back with more here at St. Mary's right after this. Over the years, Fort Recovery Industries has witnessed many accomplishments by the youth of our community, both academic and athletic. Fort Recovery Industries would like to salute the members of the Fort Recovery Indians basketball team on another winning season and bringing the community together to cheer the team on in a positive manner. Congratulations, Indians, and best of luck in the tournament from everyone at Fort Recovery Industries. And remember, apply for job opportunities online at FortRecoveryIndustries.com or apply in person.
Start this year in the right direction when considering selling or buying a new home or property by listing with Eric Judy with First Call Realty. He can handle any of your real estate needs. Call Eric Judy at 419-852-8794 and see what is available for you. Fort Recovery Indians, thanks for a nice season and the best in the tournament from Eric Judy. Eric Judy of First Call Realty wishing the best of luck to the Fort Recovery boys basketball team and basketball player Owen Judy.
Out here, there are many jobs to do. You need the kind of power, versatility, and comfortable handling that comes with your territory. Luckily, there's a tractor built to pull all that weight, the Kubota L-Series. Get an L-Series tractor for zero down with 0% APR financing for 60 months, plus a six-year limited powertrain warranty. Now through February 29th, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back at St. Mary's once again, we have Jim Melton with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And here we are, sectional tournament time. That's what you always play for, is a sectional championship. And we've got the big game tonight with Marion Local. Talk about your regular season game with the Flyers.
Well, it was a very physical matchup. We knew that going in. It was a hard-fought battle, low-scoring contest. We knew we had to give a maximum effort defensively and own the boards and just execute. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to do that.
Did they ever lead in that game?
If they did, it might have been the first quarter, but they didn't lead beyond that.
And I assume you're expecting kind of a similar type game tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a war of attrition, I'm sure. So, we've got to keep our heads you know, amongst ourselves, and we know there's going to be some adverse situations, and, you know, it's just how we handle those adverse situations is, you know, going to most likely dictate the outcome of the game.
How about the no school situation yesterday? Did that throw any kinks in your plans?
You know, I'm a proponent of them going to school, getting out of bed early, and having a more of a routine day. So I'm just very thankful that, you know, the kids were able to go to school today, even though there was a delay yesterday. You know, we can only control our controllables. So, you know, that's out of our control. We just, you know, play the hand that we're dealt. And, you know, we had a good workout yesterday, so we're ready to go.
Have any extra tricks in your bag for tonight's game?
That's to be determined.
I'm sure we might see some of those. How about your starters tonight, Jim?
Starters will be the same that you've seen all year. Derek Judy at the point, Grant Knapke and Regan Martin on the wings, and anchoring inside will be Clay Schmitz and Brian Benn.
Hey, thanks very much. You've got a nice team and a great coaching staff working with you. We wish you the best.
Thanks.
Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back with more here at St. Mary's in just a moment.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate
quality
it.
Building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Moore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Moore's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boers Welding.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Back at St. Mary's, I was able to corner the Fort Recovery cheerleaders, who are a very important part of each and every game. I know they're excited about tonight's sectional championship game, and I just thought I'd have them introduce themselves. So we'll ask them who they are, who their parents are, and what grade in school they're in. So we'll just start here.
I'm Morgan Littmer, and my parents are Larry and Stephanie Littmer, and I'm a senior this year.
I'm Emmy Guggenbiller. My parents are Beth and Aaron Guggenbiller, and I'm a junior this year.
I'm Rachel Tin. My parents are Ryan and Lori Tin, and I am a senior.
My name is Allie Kaiser. My parents are Amy and Eric Kaiser, and I'm a senior.
I'm Abby Francis. My parents are Kylie and James Powell, and I'm a sophomore.
My name is Bailey Tebby, and my parents are Terry and Sandy Tebby, and I am a senior.
My name is Ashley Hart, and my parents are Matt and Chrissy Hart, and I'm a senior.
There you go, the Fort Recovery High School cheerleaders. They're working really hard to get a win tonight for the Indians, and we have their sponsor here, their coach, here, and introduce yourself.
My name's Courtney Rohr, and this is Taylor Flouty.
And Courtney, tell us about yourself, how long you've been doing this for the gals.
This is my fourth year, so this is our first group of seniors that we're graduating.
Yeah, that's going to be a sad moment for you, huh?
Yeah, it is. Proud moment, though, too.
Yeah, proud moment, absolutely. And so how many practices, what's your week like when you get the cheerleaders going?
So we start back in July for football season. We start 2 days a week, and we're doing 2.5-hour practices.
All righty. Well, hey, go get them tonight, okay?
Good luck, Indians.
Good luck, Indians, indeed. The Fort Recovery cheerleaders and their coaches here tonight at St. Mary's. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp with Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you experiencing swelling in your feet, ankles, or legs, or do you have a high risk for developing a blood clot? Kopp Pharmacy carries a full line of compression stockings. Our certified pharmacy technician will help make sure you have the correct size and fit to ensure your compression stockings will give you comfort and reliability all day. So stop at Kopp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 800-686-2314 to learn more about compression stockings or to schedule a fitting today. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hi, this is Sean Robinson with Second National Bank. Strong communities are built with local volunteers, donations, and leadership. For more than 100 years, Second National Bank has been invested in the success of our customers and communities. From personal connections to large-scale partnerships, we strive to create a positive outcome for individuals, families, neighborhoods, cities, and everything in between. Second National Bank is proud to support the Fort Recovery Boys basketball team.
And we're just about set to start here this evening at, once again, St. Mary's High School. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in tonight's game. Go get them, Indians, says Dr. Thomas Banda and all of his staff, including Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banda, Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banda would love to be your family's dentist. Hey, Brian, here we are, sectional championship time.
Yep. Just like the girls, it doesn't seem like it should be here, but it's here and ready to go, and looks like we have a great crowd tonight.
Fort Recovery gets the tap. Kind of going to have to lean over here to see the court. I don't want to lean over too far. We are way, way up in the ceiling here at St. Mary's. Here's Clay Smith. Lost the ball as he tried to go up for a shot. He got it back, though. Out there to Regan Martin, who's in the game. He'll pop the shot and missed it. Rebound comes down to the Marion local Flyers. Getting the board there for the Flyers was Matt Everman. Now out front with it is Charlie Hillsman. Who's the big gun for them?
The Ike kid is their best player, number three there. And then after that, they're pretty well balanced.
Okay. Bryce Moeller with the ball out front for Marion Local. The first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Kopp Pharmacy. Kopp Pharmacy with locations in Fort Recovery, also in Versailles and in Indiana, in Bern and in Union City, Indiana. That's Kopp Pharmacy. See the friendly pharmacist at Kopp Pharmacy. Marion Local still with the ball. No score in the game. Marion Local being very deliberate. Is this how they're going to play, you think?
I would say so. I mean, we had beat them almost 10 or so, 12 the first time, and I didn't think we played all that well. So, you know, I definitely think they're the underdog and we're the favorite team. So usually when that happens in tournament, you're a little more deliberate and try to shorten those possessions. And obviously they've just taken off almost a whole minute and a half here in this possession. So
they're 11 and 12, I believe, on the year, something like that. Indians are 16 and 6. And we have the sectional championship game. Marion Local just took apart their opponent the other day. I think it was, what, Lima Perry or Lima Temple?
Lima Temple Christian. They had won one game all year, and they won that, like, a game number 20. So they had struggled.
But as Coach Gottemoller indicated in our pregame interview, that gave them a chance to kind of, you know, get familiar with this court playing that game here, despite the fact that it wasn't much of a game. Marion Local with the ball. They're just absolutely eating the clock up.
Yeah, they just turned down a layup right there. They didn't even look at the rim. So,
now, this is going to be interesting to see how this game goes here.
Well, it's funny because on social media today, there was a big long thread about Rushi and Jackson Center. The halftime score was 6-4. And Rushi had lost to Jackson Center twice already throughout the year. There's a shot.
And it's no good in and out.
So we'll see if hopefully this doesn't quite play like that.
Matt Everman, here's Clay Smith at the other end. He doesn't waste any time putting the ball up. No good. Rebounds on the deck being fought for. We got a jump ball. I would say eventually. I don't know whether it was actually a jump ball or not, but they finally called it. And it goes to Marion Local on the exchange here. We're at the home of the St. Mary's Rough Riders, a beautiful gymnasium here, of course, a fairly new school. Just built a brand-new football stadium here, too.
I believe it's all turf, actually, I think.
Yes, it is. Charlie Hillsman with the basketball. Here is a shot top of the key, up and no good by Alex Eink. Rebound Fort Recovery. Here is Regan Martin at the other end. He got it. Give the assist to Derek Judy, who hit him with the pass. And Regan gets the first basket of the game. It's 2-0 on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Rob Weaver here along with Brian Patch from St. Mary's High School, St. Mary's, Ohio. Actually, it's officially Memorial High School at St. Mary's. On the left is Charlie Hillsman. He'll pass out top of the key. There's a shot up and no good by Matt Everman. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery, down to Brian Benn. Underneath, he'll pop the shot and miss it. Rebound, Brian Benn puts it back up again and got it. Brian Benn with his own defensive rebound, and the big guy puts it in to make it 4-0 on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. Fort Recovery in the lead here early. Out front with the basketball is Charlie Hillsman. He's their quarterback. Alex Eink with it. Now it goes to Matt Everman over on the right wing. Charlie Hillsman again, back around on the left. Out top. St. Mary's just very, very patient here in the first quarter. 4-0 score, Fort Recovery with the lead. There's a shot from the right side. Three-pointer is way off the mark, and it goes out of bounds. Fort Recovery will get it. Boy, that was way off the beam by Bryce Moeller.
Yeah, and the first time we played them, they struggled in the first half against us. And then they started doing a lot of 1-4 kind of clear-out sets for the Hillsman kid. And they were able to get to the basket and score on us. So I haven't seen them try that yet, but that may be something we'll have to look for as the game progresses.
Regan Martin out top to Brian Benn between the circles. Hands off to Grant Kanapke, right side to Regan Martin. Martin goes to Derek Judy, pops the shot, and it's no good. A little short, and there's a foul on Clay Smiths on the rebound. As they said, he went over the back of Matt Everman. We have a doubleheader tonight after this game. We'll be going to a game in Indiana. Blackford playing at Anderson Prep Academy tonight for their final game of the year. Right side it goes to Charlie Hillsman. Back out top. There's Alex Eink. Inside, it's up and no good, and a foul is going to be called on Clay Smith. That's number two on Clay. And going to the free throw line will be Matt Everman. Clay Smith is going to come out of there. We've got Gavin Toby reporting in here in a moment. Matt Everman at the line. He puts the first one up, and he got it. There's your first point of the game for the Marion Local Flyers by Matt Everman. And he'll have one more. Ryan Post comes in for Fort Recovery. Lady Indians lost a heartbreaker last night, 46-44 to the New Knoxville Lady Rangers. That free throw's no good. Rebound Smits down to Grant Kanapke on the left. He'll pass back out to Ryan Post. Ryan goes over here to Derek Judy, back to Post on the left. Ryan hands off to Grant Kanapke. Gavin Toby has it. Man-for-man defense going on here for the Marion Local Flyers. Grant Kanapke on the left side to Ryan Post. There it is to Derek Judy on the wing. Back out top to Clay Smits. Clay will hand off to Gavin Toby. Ryan Post, right side to Derek Judy. Now back on the left side it goes. Here's a drive to the hole, and it's going to be a foul called on Marion Local as Ryan Post able to draw the foul. He'll be at the free throw line here.
Good take there by Ryan, and I'm not sure there was a whole lot of body contact, but nonetheless, he goes to the free throw line.
Game two tonight here will be St. Henry and New Bremen. That ought to be a fairly decent game.
Yeah, and we get the winner of those two, which we can get by this one. I think I'm probably more worried about this one than those two games, even though New Bremen did beat us earlier, but we were really bad that game, and hopefully at this point we won't be. But you still got to obviously be prepared for you know, that game and not take it for granted.
But. Yeah, you never know, that's for sure. Second free throw is no good by Ryan, so the score is 5-1. He hits one of two. Indians are on top here in the first quarter, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget they have their Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. If you need Handicap Medical Equipment, they have it at the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. There's a nice pass inside, and the basket's up and good by Charlie Hillsman. That makes the score 5-3. Marion Local back to within 2 points. Derek Judy on the left side. The Flyers and the Indians battling for the sectional championship here tonight and the opportunity to go on to the district tournament at Wapakoneta. Ball is tipped out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery here. 1:24 remaining on the Cal Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Indians leading 5-3 with the basketball. Inbound pass comes to Ryan Post. He'll hand off to Grant Kanapke, and it's tipped out of bounds, and they say it went off of Grant Kanapke. I really didn't see it. I don't know if you did or not.
Yeah, I did. It went off of Grant's foot.
So Marion Local has the basketball. Brady Ronabaum is in there now for Marion Local. I don't know if that's how you pronounce his name or not.
I think it's Ronabaum.
Ronabaum?
Ronabaum, yeah. His dad's one of the assistants down there.
Okay. He came in the game a moment ago, Brady Ronabaum. He looks like a young kid.
He's a spot-up shooter for them.
Ronabaum has the basketball back out front. Let's see. They list him as a sophomore. There's a shot from the right corner. Up and no good by Matt Everman. Rebound Fort Recovery. Come racing down. Derek Judy to Brian Benn. Puts it up and got it. Brian Benn scores, making it 7-3. Indians on top by 4 here in the first quarter. On the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard with 28 seconds left to go in the quarter. Sectional championship game tonight, Fort Recovery and the Marion Local Flyers. Right side it goes to Charlie Hillsman. Dribbling the ball, Gavin Toby guarding him. Here comes Hillsman in. He puts it up, and a collision with Brian Benn. No call. Benn picks up the ball. Now they're going to call a foul on Marion Local. Wow. I think they're going to nail, looks like Nathan Ungren with that. He was injured for part of the year, just came back in January. Yeah, a football injury or something?
Probably, yeah. Most of those kids play football, which is kind of why this game scares me a little bit, just because those kids have that winning mentality and know how to play in tournament time. So,
1 second, pass is intercepted, and that's it. Ryan Post stole it back and hit a half-court shot, but it was after the gun. That's a pretty good shot there.
Yeah, it was.
Score at the end of one. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Again, Cal Pharmacy stays open extra hours on the weeknights at Fort Recovery for your convenience. Cal Pharmacy. We'll be back in a moment. It's Fort Recovery 7 and Marion Local 3 at the end of the first quarter of action.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at St. Mary's High School, we start the second quarter of play. Fort Recovery with the ball. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer, is your second quarter scoreboard sponsor. 7-3 is the score. Indians on top with the basketball. Again, Marion Local, a very quick first quarter. Marion Local holding the ball a lot, being very deliberate. Now Fort Recovery seems to be doing the same thing on their end here. Derek Judy on the right, back out top. Cale Rammel in the game now for Fort Recovery.
I don't think ours is by design. I think ours is because we're just kind of disorganized and don't know our sets here very well.
Out top, Grant Kanapke. Here's Cale Rammel. Back over to Kanapke on the right. He'll lob it in to Brian Benn. He couldn't get it. It's off his fingertips and out of bounds, and it'll be given to the Marion Local Flyers. Turnover on the Indians. Coach Melton is really unhappy with Cale Rammel, and Cale goes out of the game. Now, Coach, take it easy now. He's just a freshman.
Yeah. I mean, he was in for maybe a minute. They had one possession, and he's already out. Not sure I understand that, but...
Gavin Toby coming in for him. Here's a drive to the hoop. It's up and no good. Rebound Derek Judy for Fort Recovery. Derek comes down and lost the ball and is going to be picked up by Marion Local. Now there's a foul on Derek Judy. By the way, missing that shot a moment ago for the Flyers was Alex Ike. He has not yet scored tonight, by the way.
Nope, he's had some decent looks, but...
I'm Rob Weaver. Brian Patch is alongside our studio producer at the radio stations, Lindsey Green. Here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, Neil Spencer and also Owen Shane. Working for FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Glad to have you on the broadcast, whether you're listening on the radio or on the internet. And that should have been traveling. Marion Local with the ball. Here's a shot from the left side. It's good. They give him a three-point basket. Scoring there from Threeland was Bryce Moeller, his first points of the game. And it's now 7-6. It's only a one-point game. Fort Recovery leading here in the second quarter. Fort Recovery's led all the way, but Marion Local's hanging tight. Left side to Ryan Post. Pass inside is batted away. He got it back. Derek Judy to Post. Back to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke backs up. He'll pass on the left wing to Derek Judy. Derek dribbling the basketball. On the left to Grant Kanapke. Grant tries to go inside to Brian Benn. And swiping it out of the sky was Charlie Hilsman. Steal for Marion Local. Turnover, Fort Recovery. Everman out front with the basketball. Over it goes to Alex Ike. Out top to Charlie Hilsman. There's a shot from the right side. It's no good this time by Bryce Moeller. A battle for the rebound. There's a foul on the rebound. I think they're going to nail Marion Local for the foul. As it looks like it's going to be Nathan Ungren with the foul. And that's his second, I think. Yes, it is. He goes out of the game, and the little guy comes back in. Brady Ronnebaum. Clay Smith's also... Clay Smith came in, I guess, for...
Gavin Toby.
Oh, Gavin Toby, okay. Smith gets the ball inside, goes to the hole, and he's fouled. Clay will go to the free throw line. He'll have two shots coming here. Would give the Indians a three-point lead if we can get these. 5:06 to go here in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. K&L Tractor Sales and Service has the new endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI. Check them out at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Clay Smith puts the free throw up and in. He will have one more. I believe Clay was named first team all-conference, wasn't he?
Yep, he and Brian Benn, and the Ike kid from Marion was as well. So
it's the second free throw also to make it a three-point lead, 9-6.
And then Derek Judy and Grant Kanapke were second team, and Regan Martin was honorable mention.
A good representation there for the Indians. And the kid from Versailles was the player of the year.
Stahman, Mitchell Stahman, he's really back. Good. I think he was averaging almost 20 or so, Rob. 18 in there.
The left side it goes. Alex Ike, he'll pass back out top to Charlie Hilsman over on the right side to Matt Everman. Back out top to Hilsman. On the left side it goes to Ronnebaum. He'll drive and hit. Ronnebaum lays it in. That's his first basket of the evening. And it's now 9-8, a one-point Fort Recovery lead. Indians with the ball. Brian Benn playing the high post. Passes to Regan Martin. There's Derek Judy at the free throw line. Back to Regan Martin. He'll pop the 15-foot shot. It's short. No good. Oh, that was an open shot. He just missed it. Right side jumper is Oh, my goodness, he banks it in. Bryce Moeller, a Lucko shot, banked it in from three-point land on the right side. You don't see that very often.
That's his second three. The first one's a lot more prettier than that one, but I'm sure they'll take it.
That puts the Flyers in the lead here, 11-9 now. Wow. Derek Jeudy on the left to Regan Martin, drives the baseline and scores. Regan Martin gets it in there.
I like his aggressiveness. I haven't seen this out of him trying to get to the basket almost all year.
Tied up 11-11 in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Out top, there's Everman. No good short. Rebound chased down by Derek Jeudy. Gives over to Grant Kanapke. Grant fires down to Regan Martin on the left. Back outside to Derek Jeudy. Derek will set up the offense. 3 minutes left to go here in the first half of play. And the game is tied at 11-11. Brian Benn inside, pops the shot, got it, and he's fouled in the act of shooting, and the Indians will take the lead.
Brian has 6 of our 13 as of right now.
And Ben at the free throw line. Eyes the basket. It's good. That makes the score 14-11 now. Indians lead by 3 thanks to the 3-point play the old-fashioned way. And Kurt Gottemower of Marion Local calls timeout. Marion with the ball. Indians lead by 3, 14-11 on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter scoreboard.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the Farm and Tool Sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off the list price, ball camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how March 9th through the 13th.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to remember to be sure you're protected for the changes in your life. Do you have the right auto insurance? The right homeowners coverage? Has your business grown? Now is the time to let the insurance experts at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency make sure you have the right coverage that fits your budget. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Back here at St. Mary's High School, St. Mary's, Ohio. Actually, it's Memorial High School in St. Mary's, Ohio, but it's St. Mary's to me.
And me, too. I don't know if I've ever called it Memorial High School.
Right side, Marion Local. There he is again, another three for Bryce Moeller, his third three of the first half. And he leads the team with 9, and it's tied at 14-14.
That was a great set, by the way, Rob.
It's funny, though, if you Google St. Mary's on the OHSAA website, you don't get anything, but you got to put in Memorial.
And it pops
and
up,
it pops up Memorial High School, St. Mary's, Ohio. Here's Derek Jeudy on the left. Ryan Post firing, hitting! Ryan Post with a 3 on the left side. And that makes it 17-14. Ryan with 4 points on the night now. Indians leading by 3 again. Got ourselves a dandy game going here between two MAC teams. You would expect nothing less. Everman with the basketball back out front for Marion Local. Here's a drive to the hoop by Alex Ike. He misses it. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Ike has not scored yet tonight, and he didn't look very good on that drive, to be quite honest about it.
We're okay with that, too.
Yeah, we're okay with that, that's for sure. 1:30 to go in the first half. Derek Jeudy has the ball. Looks like the Indians might just hold it here for the last shot, leading 17-14. Marion Local. Well, Ryan Post lost the ball. Picked up by Marion Local. Turnover, Indians. Right side it goes. There's Alex Ike. He will set up the offense. Ike at the free throw line. Spin move up and no good, and he's fouled, and he'll be at the line. Now, that looked pretty good there. That was a pretty good move there.
Yeah, it was.
Alex Eink will go to the free throw line, shooting two. He is a 5'10 junior for the Flyers. Rob Weaver here along with Brian Patch from St. Mary's. Sectional championship game of this boys basketball sectional. Fort Recovery Marion local. Game two coming up tonight, which we will not be broadcasting, is New Bremen and St. Henry. So the free throw by Eink is his first point of the game. Makes it 17-15 now. He will have one more. And it is up and good again. So Eink cuts the lead down to one. Indians on top, 17-16 with a minute to go in the first half. And now I think the Indians, let's see, what are they going to do here?
We got a set called.
Yep. Left side to Regan Martin. Regan to Derek Judy, passing over in the corner to Grant Kanapke. Back out top to Clay Smits. Smits goes to Regan Martin. Martin out near the volleyball line. Passes off to Brian Benn down low. Out of Smits in the corner. He'll drive the baseline and miss the shot. Rebound comes to Matt Everman. Oh, how did that ball pop out of there? Everman got the rebound for Marion Local. Now they could actually take the lead at halftime here. 20 seconds left to go. Marion Local down by one with the ball. Alex Eink out front with it, guarded by Derek Judy. Right side it goes. Ronnebaum back out top. There's Eink firing a three-pointer. He missed it. Rebound Brian Benn, a Fort Recovery, to Derek Judy. Judy fires a long shot. It's no good, and that's the end of the first half of play. After the first half, it's 17 for the Marion, for the Fort Recovery Indians, I should say. 16 for the Marion Local Flyers. Once again, we want to thank our first, our second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. You know, if you need service for your farm machinery or lawn and garden equipment, depend on your friends at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in good old Fort Recovery, Ohio, your New Holland and Kloss farm equipment dealer. We'll be back here at halftime at St. Mary's, where the score is again Indians on top by a single point, 17-16 over the Marion Local Flyers.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else was not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest, and corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy.
For great mortgage rates and service, see Mercer Savings Bank. I'm Joe Fowler, manager of the Fort Recovery office, asking you to stop by the office or call. Using my 20-plus years of lending experience, I will assist you with your loan application, treating you with respect, and explaining the entire process. We offer mortgage programs from as little as 3% down, and the Federal Home Loan Bank Welcome Home Program can provide up to a $5,000 grant for the purchase of your home. For details, call me at 375-4149. We proudly support our Indians. Mercer Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
So, Jane, I heard you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen.
Well, yeah, what a hassle. I'm trying to get all the estimates together from the plumber, the electrician, the painter, the floor place, and the cabinet builder.
Why are you wasting your time calling all those people when you could just go to the Home Idea Center in Fort Recovery? They take care of all the estimates and the scheduling. All you have to do is sit back and watch your kitchen transform.
Wow, that sounds great. Why should I waste my time trying to be a project manager when the Home Idea Center will do it for me?
Take the quick drive to Home Idea Center in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Come into Home Idea Center today and let the experts handle your entire remodeling project.
Over the years, Fort Recovery Industries has witnessed many accomplishments by the youth of our community, both academic and athletic. Fort Recovery Industries would like to salute the members of the Fort Recovery Indians basketball team on another winning season and bringing the community together to cheer the team on in a positive manner. Congratulations, Indians, and best of luck in the tournament from everyone at Fort Recovery Industries. And remember, apply for job opportunities online at FortRecoveryIndustries.com or apply in person.
Judy's Landscaping is ready to serve your landscaping needs. Whether you need a complete new lawn or landscape installation, or just a fresh new layer of mulch, Judy's Landscaping can handle all of your landscaping projects this season. Call Judy's Landscaping at 419-375-2304 or stop by Judy's office 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, and see what's available for you. Call Judy's Landscaping, 419-375-2304. Judy's Landscaping, we'd like to wish the best of luck to the Fort Recovery boys basketball team and player Owen Judy.
Need to operate worry-free on terrain where other machines just won't cut it? Kubota SVL Series track loaders are designed for the difficult jobs that require extra traction and stability. They're highly maneuverable, have best-in-class bucket breakout force, and a large assortment of available attachments. Right now, take advantage of 0% APR financing for up to 48 months on a Kubota SVL track loader. Now through March 31st, 2020. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
For more information, visit your local Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here once again at St. Mary's High School as we have a score of 17-16, a one-point lead for the Fort Recovery Indians. A very tough first half of play. Brian, the Flyers are not going to go away.
No, they're not. And that's just kind of not in their DNA. They're just too competitive and had too much success. And those kids have been on the football field, and they know what championships are kind of all about. And I'm sure they want to win one here again and tried to get there in basketball. I think they were state champs maybe 2 years ago or so in basketball, and so a lot of those kids were probably, you know, maybe on the JV or freshman team at that point. So, I'm sure they want to continue that success, and they're making it very tough on us right now.
That was an amazing year for them. A lot of people didn't give them a prayer's chance to win the state championship, but they went in there and showed folks what the MAC's all about.
Yeah, and that was, I forget who it was, but they were a team, if I recall, right, that
private school, wasn't it?
Yeah, and like I think the year previously, I think they had won like maybe two or three games, and then all of a sudden they had like a whole new starting five that was brought in, and that kind of scenario. And so for those kids to come out and play really hard and to win that was a kind of a big thing. I know in the Columbus area, every time you go down there for state tournament, that's always the talk about how many private schools are there and how many public schools are there, and kind of the whole private versus public, but also how many of those private schools actually have their own kids in their district compared to not. And that's just kind of always a big hot topic down there. So,
well, it's halftime, and let's take a look at the halftime stats. So I'll turn it over to you first of all, Brian.
Yeah, the first quarter went to the Indians with a 7-3 lead. Not a whole lot of action in that quarter as Marion Local held the ball for around 2.5 to 3 minutes. The first field goal made by either team was at 4:47 to go in the first quarter. In the second quarter, the Flyers outscored the Indians with 13-10 score, but the Indians do lead at half, as you had said, 17-16. Brian Benn leads the way with 7 points, has 2 3-point field goals and a free throw. And then Ryan Post and Regan Martin both have 4 points, and Clay Schmitz has 2, and he hit 2 free throws to give him his 2 points.
For the Marion Local Flyers, they're led by Bryce Moeller, who has 9 points. He had 3 threes in the first half for his 9. Otherwise, nobody else has more than 2. 2 points for Alex Eink on 2 out of 2 at the free throw line, and he has no field goals. Great job by Fort Recovery defending him in the first half. Charlie Hillsman has 2 points on a 2-point goal. Brady Ronnebaum has 2 points on a 2-point goal, and Matt Everman has 1 point on 1 out of 2 at the free throw line, and that is your scoring for the Marion Local Flyers. So take away those 3 threes by Bryce Moeller, and we'd be well in control in this game.
Yeah, it scares me a little bit that the Flyers are only down 1, and Eink has not played really well yet on the offensive end. So that kind of worries me a little bit that if he gets going, that he can kind of get him back in there. And then the other guy for them that has not really scored a whole lot that hurt us early the first time is the Hillsman kid, Charlie Hillsman. And he has 1 bucket that he scored on a nice little backdoor cut, and because he's very athletic, he can get to the hole and shoot it a little bit. So he's kind of a tough matchup. So I'm a little worried about those two, and hopefully we can keep them in check. At the same time for us, you know, this is, I think, the first time I think Bubba Stogler had said that we had no boys player and I don't know how long it's been, not scored double our average double digits, which I think says a lot about our success as a team. But also in tournament time, it's kind of nice to have one kid that you can kind of count on a little bit, because we never know who that kid is going to be that steps up. Right now it's Brian Benn, and I don't think they have an answer for us for him inside. But if they start doubling and doing some things like that that New Bremen did to us in the second half, they took him away, that's when we kind of started struggling a little bit. So hopefully we'll have to watch those adjustments and see what we make, and then also see what the Flyers make as well. So.
Yeah, I did not do that New Bremen game. You did. And so what happened there anyway?
Well, Brian Benn carried us in the first half. I think he had maybe like 10 or 12 points in the first half. And then they started doubling him. They started fronting. First of all, they played behind and they let him get his catches. And he just basically overpowered him. And then in the second half, they started to front him. And then we were trying to lob it in, and they had backside help. And so basically, whoever was in the backside corner, they just weren't guarding. And they were really packing it in and pretty much double-teaming him. And we were struggling shooting it, and we still kind of tried to force it inside a little bit. And we got some turnovers, and they capitalized. And I felt like kind of going through the motions a little bit. You know, maybe we didn't play all that well. That was one of those days we were off of school, and we just didn't look very sharp. And, they took advantage of it, so...
Well, it is halftime here at St. Mary's, 17-16. Indians lead by one. Second half about ready to start. We'll be back in just a moment.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Well, back here at St. Mary's, we're set to go with the second half of play. It's going to be the Flyers with the basketball to start the second half. There's Alex Eich with it. He'll pass over here to Bryce Moeller. Now Charlie Hilsman to Matt Everman. Back on the right side it goes. Nathan Ungren. Marion Local trailing by a point here in the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. And don't forget, Cooper Farms has a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Shot is no good. Rebound's no good by Marion Local. And Clay Smits comes up with the basketball. So the Flyers miss a couple of shots there, and the Indians get the rebound. Into Brian Benn, stops, fires, and he hits, and he will be fouled in the act of shooting. Brian Benn goes to the free throw line for the Indians here. That makes it a three-point game at 19-16. Everman gets called for the foul, number two for him. Again, Marion Local 11-12 on the year. Indians are 16-6. Indians own a victory over Marion Local in the regular season. Brian Benn at the line. He fires and hits. Makes the score 21-16 now. Nope. Yeah. No, 20-16. The scorekeeper's quicker than I thought he was. 20-16, Indians on top by four here. Charlie Hilsman out front with the basketball. Well, they are just taking their sweet time, aren't they? Cutting down the possessions.
Cutting down possessions, and I think you're trying to spread us out a little bit and get us coming off some screens and slipping screens, because we do a great job of hedging.
Here's a shot up and no good by Bryce Moeller from about 15 away. Rebound Indians. Derek Judy to Regan Martin, and Martin is fouled on the drive. It'll be out of bounds. I think they're going to call Alex Eink with the foul.
I love the fact that we're trying to push it, too, knowing that they're trying to slow it down and take away possessions. I really like the fact that we're trying to push it up the floor and add back to those possessions forced on the offensive end.
Alex Eink's first personal foul of the evening. Derek Jeudy will put it in play for the Indians. Goes out deep to Grant Kanapke, I should say. And he drains a three-pointer. Great start to the second half for Fort Recovery. Indians take a seven-point lead, the first 6 points of the second half. Grant Kanapke with a three there. And that gives Grant his first points of the night. We'll take him. Marion Local on the left side. It goes to Moeller. Back out top to Everman. Over on the right to Alex Eink. Eink dribbling the ball, passing to the top of the key. On the left side to Charlie Hilsman. Here's Matt Everman open, and he misses. Rebound tipped to Marion Local, but Derek Jeudy knocks it away. And now Clay Smits comes up with the ball. Now they're going to call a foul on Matt Everman. His third personal foul. Just going for the ball there. That's a tough break on Everman.
Yeah, it is, but that all started because Clay Smith got on the ground and went after that loose ball and created that extra possession for us and a foul on them.
Indians bring it up with 5:45 to go in the third quarter, leading 23-16 here over the Marion Local Flyers. Out front is Clay Smith. Right side it goes to Grant Kanapke. Here's Brian Benn. Ball is knocked away, picked up by Derek Jeudy. Grant Kanapke now has it, right side. He'll stop, pass into Ben. Ben turns, fires, and scores. He's just unstoppable when he gets the ball inside like that.
Yeah, and the thing is, he's making great post moves, but he's getting in deep on the catches, and so he's doing his work early and pinning his man down low and taking advantage of it.
Marion Local calls timeout with 5:09 to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. We'll be right back. Indians lead 25-16.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Moore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Moore's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boers Welding.
Marion Local back with the basketball here as play is back in action. Flyers trailing by 9. They're going to have to change their philosophy on their offense here pretty soon if they start falling behind by any much more than this.
Yeah, that's the bad part about trying to be deliberate. When you get behind, it doesn't work very well.
Shot from the corner is no good. And here's Fort Recovery with a rebound and a foul on Marion Local. Shot from the corner there was by Bryce Moeller, who had hit three threes in the first half, but that one was way off the mark. Charlie Hilsman gets called for the foul. That's his third personal foul.
And the Indians had shifted to a 2-3 zone out of that out-of-bounds, or I should say out of that timeout, so that maybe had them rattled a little bit.
Brian Benn down low, can't find the shot this time, passes back to Derek Jeudy, inside to Brian Benn. Now he'll pass in the corner to Grant Kanapke, misses the three. Rebound comes down to Charlie Hilsman. Here's Marion Local with the basketball. Alex Eink back to Hilsman, open from three. He got it. That's their first basket of the second half. 25-19. That cuts the lead back to 6. Here's a shot on the left side. No good by Derek Jeudy. Rebound comes down to Matt Everman. Over it goes to Charlie Hillsman. Back on the right side to Alex Eink. Eink pops a three, and he got it. And bingo, just like that, the lead is cut down to 3 points.
Yeah, we had left our man in transition and trying to get matched up with a post player there. Clay left the ball and tried to match up with his guy running down the lane, and Ike made us pay on that one.
Timeout Indians. Lead is down to 3 points, 25-22. Fort Recovery on top here in the Cooper Farms third quarter.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. They'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries a full line of diabetic therapeutic shoes. Our pharmacists will measure, fit, and mold both shoes and inserts to fit the individual's needs. And our Kalp Pharmacy reimbursement specialist will bill your diabetic shoes directly to Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 to learn more about diabetic shoes and to schedule an appointment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
I see you're going to help Jerry Kalp with baseball this year.
Yeah.
Indians looking forward to a good year, I hope.
Yeah, well, a lot of these guys are guys that are will be going to the baseball diamond as soon as this season's over. And we've had practices here, and so it's been fun and interesting so far.
Brian Benn gets a pass from Clay Smith, puts it up, no good. He was all surrounded there. And Marion Local comes up with the ball, and now they can cut the lead down to one or even tie. Three-point lead. It was nine just a moment ago, 25-16. There's a foul inside on Fort Recovery. That's going to be whistled on Clay Smith, I think.
Yeah, they called him for checking a cutter, and that's one of those things I just kind of feel like sometimes officials get a little inconsistent because that's the same thing we've been doing the whole game and hasn't been called yet. And then all of a sudden we get called for it right there.
Regan Martin and Clay Smith will both go out. Ryan Post comes in and Gavin Toby comes in. Here's a pass inbounds from Hillsman to the corner to Alex Eink, and he hits a three, and it's a tie game. Can you believe it? They scored nine in a row, and two of them, two threes by Alex Eink, the guy you said to watch out for. 25-25. Derek Judy passing on the left to Ryan Post. Post goes in to Brian Benn, double-teamed, dribbles, turns, fires, and misses. Rebound Kanapke, but it went off his fingertips, out of bounds, and Marion Local comes up with the basketball. And now the Flyers can take the lead. Wouldn't that be unbelievable?
Yeah, they went really small here, though, taking out Everman and putting in Rotterbaum, so hopefully on the offensive end we could take advantage of that.
Down comes Charlie Hillsman with the ball out front. He'll stop, he'll hand off. There's Alex Eink scoring again, and they take the lead. They have scored 11 in a row. Alex Eink with 8 of those 11, and Fort Recovery calls timeout again. The score, 27-25. Marion Local on top by 2 with 2:04 to go in the third period.
Hi, this is Sean Robinson with Second National Bank. Strong communities are built with local volunteers, donations, and leadership. For more than 100 years, Second National Bank has been invested in the success of our customers and communities. From personal connections to large-scale partnerships, we strive to create a positive outcome for individuals, families, neighborhoods, cities, and everything in between. Second National Bank is proud to support the Fort Recovery Boys basketball team.
Wow, what a run by Marion Local. 11 straight points to take the two-point lead after they were down by 9. After things looked so great for Fort Recovery with a wonderful start in the third quarter. This game changes in a hurry, that's for sure.
Yeah, especially with that three-point shot, if you can make a couple of those in a row like Marion has hit three. So
Ryan Post out front with the ball for Fort Recovery. Action back in here. Post looks for Brian Benn. Goes back out to Grant Kanapke. Kanapke right side to Derek Judy. There's Gavin Toby on the wing. Back out to Judy. Judy back to Toby in the corner. Back out to Derek Judy. Now pass to Grant Kanapke on the left. Grant comes in. No shot there. Back out to Derek Judy. Judy dribbling the ball, working against Alex Eink. Drives in and lays it up and no good. Rebound Brian Benn, no good, but he's fouled in the act of shooting. And Brian Benn will go to the line, and they're going to call that foul on Nathan Ungren, his third.
So you can see the adjustment here that Marion has made, and that's when Gavin Toby comes in. They're not even guarding Marley on the outside, and they're doubling his man from behind on Brian. So they're working hard on front him and playing behind on the lob and trying to take him away.
And Brian Benn hits the free throw to make it 27-26. So that finally breaks the string of Marion Local, 11 straight points. And here's one more for Brian Benn, and he missed that one off the back of the rim. And so Marion Local still leads by one, 27-26 with the rebound. Here comes Charlie Hillsman down across the timeline for the Flyers. On the left it goes to Matt Everman, back out to Hillsman. Right side to Alex Eink. Eink goes over to Matt Everman. A minute to go here in the third quarter. Marion Local playing a little chess here with the Indians.
And see, this is the bad matchup because Everman can handle the ball on the offensive end. So if they get ahead, we're going to have to take Brian out, which hurts us on the offensive end because he's going to have a hard time guarding Everman up top if they spread us out like this.
Flyers are just spread out holding the ball. 37 seconds to go, and the Indians are content to let them do so. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio. 19 seconds left in the third quarter. Matt Everman just holding the ball. Now he hands off to Alex Eink. Right side to Charlie Hillsman. Hillsman passing inside, and the foul's called on Marion Local. That will give the ball back to the Indians. Call a screen, illegal screen, or what?
Yeah. They were running a double screen up top to get Eink coming off of that and called a foul on Rodabom.
So Rodabom gets called for the foul, and that'll give the ball back to the Indians with 6 seconds to go. We've got time to score here and take the lead before the third quarter comes to a close. Clay Smits to Derek Judy. Triple team, dumps it over here on the left. And now the ball stolen by Marion Local. They'll fire a shot. It's no good. Gunning it up from half court was Bryce Moeller, and he missed it. Moeller, after hitting three threes in the first half, has not scored here in the second half. And the quarter comes to an end. That was a quarter of runs. Fort Recovery took a 9-point lead. Marion Local scored 11 in a row. They lead by one here at the end of the Cooper Farms third quarter. 27-26, Indians down by one.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
And Ivan Kaffenberger looking for a certified mechanic right now. If you'd like to apply, just stop by his location next to Pakasak in Fort Recovery. Here's Derek Judy inside. The ball goes down and out, and Marion Local picks up the rebound.
That was almost all the way down.
Right down the middle. He was open, and man alive, how did that ball pop out of there? And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery on the Marion Local end.
I was watching that play, Rob, and Marion cut through there, and he just bounced off of Clay Schmitz and Brian Benn, who kind of gave him both of them a little forearm shiver as they went through there.
Clay Schmitz picks up the foul on the scoreboard. It's number four on Clay. That's not good. Marion Local has the basketball. We're in the fourth quarter, just starting here. Marion Local leads by one, 27-26 with the basketball. Give them the ball and the lead, and they are dangerous. Matt Everman with it out front. Bounce pass to Alex Ike, cutting across the lane. He missed a layup and a foul on Ike on the rebound.
We got lucky there.
Got lucky there. Alex Ike was wide open. He missed the layup.
That's kind of like, I guess, Derek's on his end with the ball going in and out. And same thing happened on that end.
Wow. I'm Rob Weaver along with Brian Patch from St. Mary's, where we're in the championship game of this sectional bracket. Fort Recovery playing Marion Local. Derek Judy at the free throw line. He will have a 1-1 here for the Indians. Could put us ahead. The first one is good. We're tied 27-27. One more for Derek Judy. Marion Local has not scored in several minutes now here after they took the lead. This one's up, and it is good again. And now the Indians are back in the lead, 28-27. Fort Recovery up by one. Marion Local with the ball. Charlie Hillsman will take it across the timeline. On the left side it goes. Out top to Matt Everman. Over to Alex Ike on the right. Top of the key to Moeller. Over on the left to Charlie Hillsman. Hillsman passes to Matt Everman, top of the key. Over on the right to Nathan Ungren. There's top of the key. Shots way short. Way short by Bryce Moeller. And they're going to give the ball to Fort Recovery.
First, I thought it was deflected because when it came up, you could tell it was short immediately. And it looked like it might have been deflected, but they say no.
Officials said no. So the Indians have the basketball, leading by one, 28-27, with 6:42 to go here in this fourth quarter of play. Derek Judy over to Gavin Toby. Toby goes inside to Brian Benn, but is tipped out of bounds by Matt Everman of Marion Local. So the Indians will put the ball in play on the inline. Mr. Derek Judy will have the honors of doing that. He passes in to Brian Benn. Regan Martin with it. Now to Derek Judy on the left. Back to Martin. Back to Judy. Derek Judy has yet to score.
Hit two free throws.
Correction. 2 points, yes, in this game. And now the Indians are just holding the ball at the center circle. Clock ticking down. 6:09. And Marion Local's just sitting back. Boy, this is going to be a game of who gets the break, Brian. Who's going to get the break?
And who has the ball last?
Derek Judy with the basketball in the center circle, just standing there. And Marion Local is just standing there, too.
Now, this shocks me a little bit that Marion is playing back like this.
Well, Coach Kurt Gottemoeller is wheels are turning on what he wants to do here. Down to 5:30 in the game. Well, Coach Melton just content to let the clock run down. Brian Benn's way over on the right. Gavin Toby's way over on the left. Derek Judy out in the center circle. Grant Kanapke way on the right out top. Regan Martin on the left out top. Here's a pass to Toby, back out to Regan Martin. Martin dribbling, stopping, passing back to Derek Judy. They hit the five-minute mark, and that seemed to turn on the play there. Uh-oh, the ball's loose, but Derek Judy got it back over to Regan Martin. That was scary. What we don't want is a turnover without a shot. Left side to Gavin Toby. Indians lead by one, 28-27. We're down to 4:37 to go in the game. Fort Recovery just running the clock down. Derek Judy has it now, dribbling the ball. He's guarded by Charlie Hillsman. Judy now at the center circle again. He backs up. Dribbles in. spins in the lane, puts the shot up and got it. Derek Jeudy scoring after all that time was run off. Had to be about 3 minutes almost.
It was close. I know it was in that under the 7 minute mark, so, or slightly under, if that. So
Derek puts us up 30-27 now here. And Marion Local with the ball, and they're going to call a timeout. Timeout, Marion Local, Fort Recovery 30, and Marion Local 27 with 3:57 to go in the game. Hey, hang in there. Two close games, two consecutive nights. Let's hope we're on the W side tonight. We'll be back in a moment.
It's that time of year again at Fort Recovery Napa for the Farm and Tool Sale, March 9th through the 13th, with open house on Wednesday the 11th. Tool and equipment up to 40% off, filters up to 75% off the list price, Fall Camp products up to 20% off, greases, oils, farm bearings, and belts all at discounted prices. Don't be the one to miss that great sale at Fort Recovery Napa, 205 North Wayne Street. Get the Napa know-how March 9th through the 13th.
Big sales coming up at the Fort Recovery Napa store. Fort Recovery Napa, one of our fine sports sponsors this year on Fort Recovery Athletics. We appreciate their support as well as all the other sponsors you hear in our broadcasts. Again, welcome to those of you listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com and those listening on the radio at 100.9 FM. Marion Local with the ball. Alex Ike down the lane, and he scores. He almost lost it, but regained control and laid it in to make it a one-point game again. 30-29, Indians on top. I think the signal there was, Brian, go to Alex. Give the ball to Alex.
Yeah, that was one of our things we talked about at halftime, is him having the ability to go off, and he's kind of done that in the second half, scoring 10 points here.
Yeah, he had hardly anything. Did he have anything at all first half?
I think he had two. He had two free throws, and that was it.
Regan Martin with the ball for Fort Recovery down at the free throw line. Over on the left to Grant Kanapke. He'll pop the shot, miss. Rebound Marion Local. The Flyers now can take the lead. Ronnebaum got the rebound. Over to Charlie Hillsman, down to 2:58 to go in the game. Marion Local with the ball, trailing by one, 30-29. Hang on to your hats back there in Fort Recovery land. It's going to be a close finish. There's a three-point shot, good, by Bryce Moeller. He gets his first three in the second half after having three threes in the first half, and that puts the Flyers up by two at 32-30. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Back out to Gavin Toby. On the left to Regan Martin, to Toby. Right side it goes to Derek Jeudy. Lobs it into Brian Benn, double teamed. Back outside to Gavin Toby. Here's Regan Martin. He tries to drive in, lost the ball. Manages to feed it back out to Grant Kanapke. There's Derek Jeudy on the right. Boy, that was close to losing the ball. And now timeout, Coach Melton. Timeout is called by the Fort Recovery Indians here. Indians are down by two with the ball, 32-30. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency knows you buy insurance for protection. That's why Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is ready to help you when you've had a loss and need help with a claim. When you buy your insurance online, you could end up waiting in line to recover from it. Step inside the fort for the protection you need and the help you expect when you've had a loss. Call Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency, today at 888-375-4181.
Joe was looking out the window when he said with excitement, "I just saw a snowflake." Everyone else was not that excited. Snow meant shoveling and cold weather. But Joe was a grain farmer, and snow meant winter. Winter meant spring was closer. Spring meant corn planting. Corn planting meant harvest. And corn harvest meant more profit opportunities at Cooper Farms. So grain farmers, the next time you see snow, or Joe, think corn. Think corn, think Cooper Farms, and be happy.
Looking for a checking account with no fees or minimum balance? This is Joe Fowler at Mercer Savings Bank in Fort Recovery suggesting our Easy Checking. When you open an Easy Checking account with Mercer Savings Bank, you will have access to free mobile banking with Card Valet and Mobile Deposit, online banking, free e-statements, and a free debit card. Call us at 375-4149 or visit our office in Fort Recovery for more information. Mercer Savings Bank proudly supports our Fort Recovery Indians. This is your community. This is your bank. Mercer Savings Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Timeout is over. Indians have the basketball. We're down to a minute 50 to go in the game, and the Indians lead here 32-30 with the ball. I'm sorry, the Indians are down by two, 32-30. Here's Brian Benn inside. He couldn't get the shot to go down. And Charlie Hillsman got the rebound for Marion Local. Now the big advantage for Marion Local.
Now they're going four corners for the next minute, 30 seconds. We'll see what happens.
And here goes Hillsman in. He'll pass on the left. Back outside to Matt Everman. Marion Local leads by two, trying to hang on to the win. Fort Recovery desperately needs a turnover. Right side it goes. Boy, that was a tough miss by Brian Benn a moment ago. If he could have got that one to go down, that'd have changed the complexion of the game completely. Alex Eich with the ball, and a foul's going to be called on Derek Judy, fouling Alex Eich.
The bad thing is that's only our third team foul with a minute one to go in the fourth quarter, so we got a lot of fouls to give yet to take time off the clock.
Coach Jim Melton wants another timeout, so we'll be back in just a moment.
So, Jane, I heard you're thinking about remodeling your kitchen.
Well, yeah, what a hassle. I'm trying to get all the estimates together from the plumber, the electrician, the painter, the floor place, and the cabinet builder.
Why are you wasting your time calling all those people when you could just go to the Home Idea Center in Fort Recovery? They take care of all the estimates and the scheduling. All you have to do is sit back and watch your kitchen transform.
Wow, that sounds great. Why should I waste my time trying to be a project manager when the Home Idea Center will do it for me?
Take the quick drive to Home Idea Center in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Come into Home Idea Center today and let the experts handle your entire remodeling project.
Wow. 32-30. And about, a minute left? They took the time off the...
Yeah, I think it's a minute one, I think.
We'll know here in a minute. They take the time off the clock and run down the 60 seconds for the timeout on the clock when the timeout occurs. 32-30, Indians are down by two. Marion Local with the ball here. 101 is the time left on the scoreboard clock.
And we did bring in Gavin Toby to replace Brian Benn to help pick up a little more pressure. But Clay Schmitz does have four fouls, so that's something to watch as well.
So now who are you going to... they get the inbounds pass, and they're going to throw it away, maybe. Yes.
Oh, my.
What did they call? A foul on Gavin Toby?
No, on Marion Local.
You have got to be kidding. Oh, my goodness.
This is in our favor, but I am not sure how you call that foul at that point in the game on that play right there.
You call the foul on Nathan Ungram, who was just going for the ball. Marion Local actually threw it away. Ungram was going for the ball, and...
Well, we got lucky because they beat us on a backdoor play out of bounds, which I don't know how you get beat on that, especially at half court. But we got beat on that. We got lucky they overthrew it. But now Gavin's got to hit two free throws here with 58 seconds.
Mr. Gavin Toby, come on, Gavin. Do your thing. First free throw is no good. And they're going to say he went over the free throw line too soon. So Indians don't get any points out of that. He knew it was off, so he darted towards the basket to try to get the rebound, and he just left too soon. Marion Local with the ball, 58 seconds left in the basketball game. 32-30 score here. Fort Recovery trying to at least get it tied up. Fort Recovery playing a full court press. Alex Eich.
That's us.
Out of bounds. They say it went off of Charlie Hillsman, and Fort Recovery gets the ball. Clay Schmitz caused that. So Fort Recovery gets the ball. And Derek Judy will toss it in here with a 53-second time on the scoreboard. We have some drama going on here tonight. Here comes the inbounds pass from Derek Judy back outside to Clay Schmitz. Let's see what the Indian strategy is going to be. Over to Derek Judy, 47 seconds left.
You still got to be aggressive here, being down two.
Brian Benn is back in the game for the offense here. Derek Judy out front with it. He'll pass on the left side to Regan Martin. Back to Judy to Martin. Martin dribbling the ball. Ball's tipped away, but Judy got it back to Regan Martin. He'll go baseline, and he is fouled by Charlie Hillsman. So it'll be free throws for Fort Recovery here. 1-1. Come on, Regan. Regan Martin at the free throw line.
Well, we've been given a couple breaks here. Turnover by Marion, and then on their end, and a turnover by Marion on our end. So we got to capitalize on these free throws.
Regan Martin at the line, bouncing the ball. Eyes the bucket, flies it. Missed it off the back of the rim. Oh, my. We're shooting ourselves in the foot here. And Marion Local got the rebound, and they're fouled. Of course, not the 1-1 yet.
Yeah, because we only got 14 fouls now with 19.7 seconds.
Marion Local with the ball, leading 32-30. 19.7 seconds left to go. Indians on defense here.
And right now, we're okay if we foul with no time going off the clock. So you can almost go hold your man. Because we don't want time to be ticking. They're going to take almost a second off every time. So,
all right, here we go with the inbounds play. And it comes in to Alex Eink, and he gets fouled immediately by Regan Martin. Of course, not a 1-1 yet. That's foul number 5. 18 seconds. That only took a second to do that. We need to do that again.
Two more times.
Here comes the inbounds pass. Oh, almost knocked away by Derek Judy. Now to Matt Everman, and he is fouled. Foul's going to be called on Grant Kanapke.
That took 4 seconds, so.
At least 14 seconds to go. Indians down by 2, 32-30. And we got a timeout. Yep, Coach Kurt Gottemuller says, I want time. Marion Local calls time. 14 seconds left. It's 32-30. Indians down by 2. And Marion Local has the ball.
Over the years, Fort Recovery Industries has witnessed many accomplishments by the youth of our community, both academic and athletic. Fort Recovery Industries would like to salute the members of the Fort Recovery Indians basketball team on another winning season and bringing the community together to cheer the team on in a positive manner. Congratulations, Indians, and best of luck in the tournament from everyone at Fort Recovery Industries. And remember, apply for job opportunities online at FortRecoveryIndustries.com or apply in person.
Well, here's the situation, fans. We have 14 seconds left. Fort Recovery trails by 2, 32-30. Marion Local with the ball. Next foul would be 1-1. So we foul them again. They're going to go to the line, and I've got to believe they're going to try to get it to Alex Eink.
I'm assuming Rodabomb's going to go long, or they're going to screen and go long, and Eink would come up would be my guess.
Here we go. It's a long pass.
Oh, my.
Down to the other end. Shots knocked out of bounds. And it's going to be Marion Local's ball. My goodness. Bryce Moeller tried to get the basket at the other end. They beat us on the long football pass.
Which is, if you're Marion, why are you even trying to shoot it and go score? I mean, you just run clock out and make them foul us.
Yeah, I don't know what Moeller was thinking on that one. He got the ball all the way down to their end of the court. Down to 10 seconds now, 10.3.
That's a gutsy call by Coach Gottemiller there.
Here we go with the inbounds pass. Goes to the left side, and there's a foul called on Regan Martin, and that will send Marion Local's Brady Rodabomb to the free throw line.
He was a sophomore. Hopefully the pressure gets to him here a little bit. But he is a coach's kid, so I'm sure he's been in the gym. I know he's been in the gym a lot. I've seen him growing up in the gym. So
he'll have 1-1 here. So if he makes one of the two, we still have a chance to tie on a three. Rodabomb at the line. He puts it up. It's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Fort Recovery's Brian Benn. Over to Regan Martin. We can tie the game. Here's a shot by Grant Kanapke. No good. And a foul's called on Fort Recovery's Clay Smith, and that's about going to do it. And the Indians are not going to survive tonight. Clay Smith went over the top of Charlie Hillsman. We have 2 seconds to go. As we missed the opportunity there, Grant Kanapke couldn't get it to go down. And it's 32-30. The Marion local Flyers leading the Fort Recovery Indians here. Well, stay tuned, fans. We're going to go after we get done with this game to Indiana to bring you the game between Blackford and Anderson Prep Academy with the state's all-time leading score. Well, this year's leading score, I should say. Luke Brown playing for Blackford. He's trying to become the all-time leading scorer in Indiana. Still got one more year to go. He's almost got 2,000 points now, Brian.
Wow.
Timeout.
He's impressive. I've seen him play now, I think, four or five times. The young man is impressive.
I think he's 60 points short of 2,000 points going into tonight. We'll be back in a moment.
Start this year in the right direction when considering selling or buying a new home or property by listing with Eric Judy with First Call Realty. He can handle any of your real estate needs. Call Eric Judy at 419-852-8794 and see what is available for you. Fort Recovery Indians, thanks for a nice season and the best in the tournament from Eric Judy. Eric Judy of First Call Realty wishing the best of luck to the Fort Recovery boys basketball team and basketball player Owen Judy.
We need a little bit of luck here. It's 32-30. Stepping to the line for Marion Local will be Charlie Hillsman. We have 2 seconds left. So one would still give us a chance to tie with a three. Hillsman at the line. He puts it up, and he missed it. Rebound, Brian Benn. Here's a shot by Kanapke. No good, and the game is over. And the Indians have been knocked off by Marion Local 32-30. And for the second straight night, the Fort Recovery fans go away shocked. Marion Local winning 32-30. Well, you got to give credit to the Flyers. They played a great ball game. They were down by 9 points at one time, 25-16 there in the third quarter, and they managed to win the game 32-30.
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of tell our crowd is stunned. There's not a whole lot of movement over there, and, you know, give them a lot of credit to the Flyers. They made a heck of a play down the stretch. I kind of carried them in that second half, which I thought would be a key to that. And they did exactly what New Bremen did to us, and that was take away Brian Benn in the second half. We didn't get him a whole lot of touches, and we just kind of struggled offensively to get a flow going and to be aggressive and attack. And that's kind of, I guess, what happens when you let a team kind of like that hang around.
Okay, give us the scoring, Brian, sad as it is.
All right, well, I was talking there. Let me hurry up, get this added up.
I'll give the Marion local scoring. Bryce Moeller had a total of 12 points on the night on four threes, three in the first half, and a huge three in the second half of play, which helped them to the victory tonight. Alex Eink, their star player, he ended up with 12 points on the night. 5 points for Charlie Hillsman. Brady Ronnebaum had two, and Matt Everman with 1 point for Marion local. Over to you, sir.
All right. Hopefully my math adds up right. But I got the leading score for the Indians was Brian Benn with 13 points, Regan Martin with 4 points, Ryan Post with 4 points, Derek Judy with 4 points, Clay Schmitz with 4 points, and Grant Kanapke with 3 points.
And so how many did Brian Benn have?
13.
13 for Big Brian to lead the way. Well, 2 points short tonight, folks. The Indians lose to Marion Local by a final score of, again, 32-30. Congratulations to Marion Local. They'll move on to play either Bremen, New Bremen, or St. Henry in the district semifinals on Tuesday night of next week. Thank you, Brian, for the great job. Sorry we came up a little short.
Well, no problem. Thanks for having me this year and doing it. I enjoyed it, and hopefully I helped you out in some way, but it's been fun watching the Indians play, and unfortunately it came to an end for both teams, boys and girls, a little sooner than what we would liked. And, you know, coming into the tournament, I think when both teams were number one seeds, I think we expected to be playing a little longer than what we are this year. So,
yep, heartbreaker indeed. Well, stay tuned. Blackford and Anderson Prep Academy coming up. For our fine sponsors, for Brian Patch here, for FortRecoveryRadio.com, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from St. Mary's. Indians lose 32-30.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.